Blinds galore. These guys do blinds better than anybody, and they are so committed to your happiness. Your home reflects your personality, and BlindsGalore.com believes you deserve custom-built quality blinds and shades that bring out your style. Over 2 million windows and counting, hand-built from scratch, delivered right to your door. From measuring, picking out the perfect window covering, and installing it, they are there with you, holding your hand, guiding you. Their experts will guide you every step if you want, or do it on your own if you wish, but they are there, and they want you happy. They'll help you on the line or over the online or over the phone. Whatever it is, they are there. And they've got the new Build a Blind tool. Makes things even easier. Create and customize window treatments online and see exactly how your blind or shade will look before you buy. Order 15 free samples and get started today. Free shipping in those samples. Get it going. It is blindsgalore.com. Right, Matt?
That's right. It's easy to get the custom blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home at Blinds Galore. Go check out blindsgalore.com and let them know that Adam sent you. That's blindsgalore.com, blindsgalore.com.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, Hey, man. That's Dr. Drew over there. Is Birdside Center? That's right.
Buzz boo.
So bad. Hey, I want to thank blindsgalore.com. Tell them I sent you. Lifelock.com, promo code Adam. TrueCar.com and Pluto TV as well. What's going on there, Drewski?
Yes. You're going to New York next
mm-hmm.
week. Yeah.
I'm in New York.
You're in New York right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, is that correct?
That's the I'm in New York answer.
Okay. All right. I'm seeing the boys react. I just
today
so,
and tomorrow.
So we're gonna have a romantic interlude.
I hope so.
Well, we'll have had it already. Was it good?
Well, no, we're having it tonight. Oh, last night, yes. And then maybe again tonight, depending on how it went. Listen, I look forward to this interlude, and believe you me, with my schedule. And it's very busy. I hold out little buoys and beacons of things to kind of look forward to.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, my week leading into going to New York was tons of podcasting. I mean, if I read you my schedule, your head would explode. But then it culminated with two shows in Brea. On Friday night, two shows, Brea. Saturday night.
Good times.
And somebody tacked on a quick Hot Wheel Torrance visit Saturday morning.
Thanks,
you know?
Mike.
And then leaving for New York Sunday morning. So it's like it is – the weekend is more crowded than the week, and the week is jam-packed. So when I think about pulling up into your apartment at 8:30 or 9 at night and going out for something to eat or a drink, I look forward to that.
All right. So I will arrange something in that area. All right. Good. Do you want to meet somewhere beforehand?
Could easily do it.
You're going to be dragging luggage, though. So let me get you settled.
Not a lot. I mean, I just travel the backpack.
Oh, so you're doing carry-on?
No, I check my backpack.
I'm just
I don't bring. I don't have outfit. No, but you say, are you traveling? I go, no, not a lot. I'm traveling with a backpack.
Okay, just
we've
checking.
Answered.
Just checking.
I all know right. You're used to elderly patients.
Yes, yes, I
not
am.
Me.
Okay,
I'll give you the answer right up front.
Good.
I never. By the way,
did you
I don't
see the,
check anything
they have,
ever.
They have a new service now where you can take a helicopter 5 minutes from your terminal for the same price as an Uber.
There will be something incorrect about that statement, which will involve me in disappointment at some point.
And this is why I brought it all up.
It's never going to work. It could everything you could say would be true, and then we could hit the Empire State Building. So there's still a chance.
Well, of course, it's a helicopter. Look up Blade. Look it up.
Yeah, I've already begun the research of this. I will just say, theoretically, the notion that this helicopter flight is the same as an Uber price, I think, is where the discrepancy is going to be.
It's the same as an Uber Black.
An Uber Black,
yes.
Which is definitely different than
they are trying to get it down to $90. They're trying to get it down to $90 a flight.
Yeah, I mean, but Ace, you'd be kind of thrilled to know it's only like $130.
No, I think it's $190. It's $190.
Okay, we'll say $190.
Yeah.
Either way,
both are fountains of information.
A lot more than an Uber X, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's twice an Uber X.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's how Corolla rolls.
Yeah.
Well, where does?
But it, dude,
what's an Uber X?
Is that the cheapest
that's
Uber?
Just,
that's what
like
I
the
would
regular
take.
Regular person
yeah.
Uber X, like
I've looked a little further into it, and it doesn't look like on the day you would need it, there is a buy the seat option. So the only options are like charter, crowdsource.
Oh, really? They're sold out.
No scheduled flights available on May 19th.
Oh, Jesus!
And then where would it land?
Well, the one from JFK lands across the street from our place at Hudson Yards.
Oh, that's why it's brutal. Hey. Yeah.
What?
Well, I won't be able to do it. I would pay the $200
you could
and
do
make it in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'll take you from there. We'll have dinner there, and then I'll take you up to the other place.
If wait I a can, didn't I can
Gary,
try to add a little bit of clarity
if there were,
to all
if there
of this
was,
here.
If there was, oh, I see. That's why you can't do it. I get it.
Okay. So
Gary just said there are no flights.
I understand.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. I have tried to look into this a little bit. What I'm talking about for you to do would be to take that helicopter seat from your press day on Tuesday back to JFK.
Oh, yeah.
That is a scenario where rather than paying $200 to sit in a car for an hour, you might be able to pay someone to take a cheap Uber ride 10 minutes and then the $150 to sit in a helicopter for 5 minutes, and then you're going to be at the airport.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's something we can talk about off the air. But in terms of that happening on Sunday as you land,
damn.
I don't think that's going to happen. But we can arrange for some sort of car service, which is what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, it's Sunday night. It'll take half an hour. It's not that
bad. It won't be that bad. It won't be that bad.
Anyway, thank God
but it'll
we
be,
went
all right.
that.
I'll set something up for you. I got some ideas.
Okay. Trying to also wonder, like Gary, is it they not running Sunday night, or is the thing like filled, or how
out.
Does it work? But it
out.
Says not flying Sunday, which
so
is, doesn't feel like sold out.
It feels more like sold out to me because there are options if you want to pay $1,500 where you can get the whole helicopter for you and your crew.
Mm-hmm.
But it might just be about the exact direction of things. Like I was checking, JFK into Manhattan Sunday evening, and it just says no solo seats available.
All right, Drew, let's talk about other things.
All right.
I was thinking about this. I always laugh when I used to teach at Lettuce Amuse You Traffic School. Mm-hmm. I spelled lettuce like in a garden.
That's so funny.
I know. And they would say, and the reason I'm going to bring this around us is they would say, like, you get up there and Lettuce Amuse You is $26 and the Sears Driving School is $18 and people are paying a premium and they want to know that they're getting a premium product. And so get up there and really bolster your comedic bona fides or bona fides, whatever they call them now. They used to be bona fides, right?
I think it's bona fide.
It is.
Is somebody changing it now?
There's a bona fides or something,
Jesus.
Too. Well, now Gary can look at it. The point is this. I would get up. So they would tell you, go ahead and hit it hard, and don't be afraid to exaggerate about how well things are going for you comedically as a stand-up.
I see.
And
here I'm teaching traffic school. It must be awesome.
Well, that was always my thing. Like I was 26, 27. They were emphasizing, like, hey, this is policy. You get up there, you talk about doing this tour opening for so-and-so, headlining at the whatever, you know, really build it up.
Yeah.
And I was like, both pronunciations are now correct. Yeah. Anyway, for me, it was always against the backdrop of being in Conejo at 8 a.m. on Sunday morning at a YMCA, like right. for 8 hours.
How well could you be doing?
$90 yeah. I was really getting like $11 an hour to do stand up, essentially. And so for me, it didn't make sense. And I knew it didn't make sense. And I didn't have too much integrity. I just didn't think I could keep a straight face. Like kind of talking about opening for Bill Cosby and then the Rolling Stones, you know, going on tour. And like, here we are. Right?
Yes.
So I've always kind of went through life that way. I couldn't say this if it wasn't true. So it's like when I think about Alyssa Milano going, they're trying to attack our reproductive rights and stuff like how do there's a version of this that you can tell that is accurate, but telling women what to do with their bodies is something that's not a very accurate version of, or somebody put their hand on my shoulder and they assaulted me. Like I couldn't keep a straight face.
Right.
And I feel like it used to kind of keep people in line, that impulse of yeah. like, I don't want to make an ass of myself standing up here. Just like in 1991, I didn't want to make an ass of myself standing in front of a group of beleaguered people at a Holiday Inn we're in Whittier explaining how robust my stand-up career was.
Well, it reminds me of today or earlier in the week, I was watching Ocasio-Cortez screaming about going apeshit about the Green New Deal, saying the human race is over in 12 years. Why aren't you all in a panic? And we have 12 years to correct this or we are dead. I thought, honey, nobody's predicting that. Nobody.
Right.
I mean, literally, there's not even the most extreme positions
well,
on
also,
climate.
Well, also, how big is our footprint compared to China and India? Like
10% or something?
How narcissistic is it to think that we right. control the universe
right.
from this little spot on the globe?
Well, yes. So that's exactly – those were the two thoughts I had simultaneously. And I thought, wow, how could it be that – how can people be that out of line? But it's the same thing you're talking about. You'd be ashamed to get up and say something extraordinarily extreme that could look foolish in most people's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, mm-mm, no. I'm enlightened.
I concur and I'm confused by it. But again, I'm the guy. I wouldn't even blow smoke up my own languishing career knowing that I would look foolish. And also, my feeling was I'm going to start the class and I'm not going to say anything about how good my career is going because I'm going to look foolish. But what I am going to do is be a funny, kick-ass traffic school instructor. And when we're done, they'll go, that guy's funny. And that was worth the extra $8. Not he's going to talk me into this at the yeah. beginning and then not come through.
Right.
So my thing was like, let them discover this.
Yeah. Why should you even worry about talking yourself up?
Not only that.
Let the product speak for itself.
Well, it's also completely moot. Like I could get up there and talk about what a great comedian I was and how great my career was going for the first 5 minutes and then go into 8 hours of unfunny. Yeah. Like how's that? That's just going to be confusing.
And if it's funny and good, the first part is meaningless. It only biases them against you, really.
Right, which is another interesting thing that we talk about a lot, which is like, you better respect me or you don't come at me with that attitude or I know you think I'm stupid, but you better, you know, whatever it is. Like, why for a second would you be trying to talk people into how to feel about you? Just get them to feel a certain way about you. This, like, you better come at me with respect or I know you think I'm this or I know you think I'm that. Like, have you ever said those words?
No. I don't quite understand them.
I don't understand them either. It doesn't make sense. People are going to...
I guess I know the feeling of you're distorting what you think I am. I've had that feeling.
Sure.
All the time.
All the time.
But in terms of, I know you know, don't you think I'm filling the blank? No.
No.
Not in terms of something I'd like to prove. No.
I think... I'll think of you and you think of me exactly how I get you to think of me and you get me to think of you.
But after our lovemaking last night, I bet it's different. I bet it's different.
Yeah. What would our romantic evening in New York be? What time do you think I'll get? What time do I land?
You land at 7:20.
720.
I've already checked this all out.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. If you're kicking ass a little bit, throwing that backpack on, and you'll have to change your clothes and freshen up, of course. No, there'll be no freshening up.
No.
We are hitting the streets.
That's right. I'll have Rusty, my dog, with me, though. Travel with the dog.
Pomeranian.
Mm-hmm.
Landing 740, by the way.
Oh, 740.
It's funny because when you said 720, I went, that feels a little early. But so, it's 740.
All right. All right. 720. So you'll be joining me, if you really kick a ass, about 8:45.
Okay.
I'll see you at 8:45. So we'll have a glass of wine up the street at the bodega.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we'll take you to the Mermaid. Mermaid restaurant. You may like
the Mermaid.
Some seafood, yeah?
Yeah.
You like that?
I'll try that.
All right, it's just down the street. You get to see our neighborhood. I'll walk you there.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be very romantic. And then afterwards, we'll go to the dive bar, which is right next to our place.
I look forward to all these adventures. Yeah. All right, Drew, you take care of some business, and we got a call up there from Connecticut.
Nearly 60 million Americans affected by identity theft and $14.5 billion stolen from victims in 2019. Lazy criminals still got away with over $14 billion. Of course, freezing your credit may stop identity thieves from opening new accounts, but it cannot protect you from other types of identity theft. So many ways cyber criminals can take what is yours. Think about these companies that get violated. They all have firewalls. Uh-uh, not good enough. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to protect you against threats to your devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. It's time where you have to invest in a little insurance. This is it, LifeLock. If there's a problem, they have even agents that'll work diligently to fix it. Right, Matt?
That's right. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code ADAM for 10% off your first year. That's promo code ADAM at LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK for 10% off.
Stu, 38, Connecticut.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
You know.
Long time fan, first time caller.
All right. What's going on?
So I'm coming across some money that I've inherited, and after paying off my debt, I have about $30,000 that I want to invest. I have a good job here in New York City, and I was wondering, you know, kind of what kind of ideas Adam in particular would have for a middle-class person, a family with two kids, and if they came across $30,000.
Well, you know, I like old cars, but that's me, and I got a place to put them. I don't know if you have a place to put them, and that's you.
Driveway.
I don't know a lot about the stock market. I have found the return on investment for me has been old cars and warehouses. I like warehouses because you can use them or you can just rent them out, and you could go in on it. Obviously, 30 grand is not a huge down payment, but you could go in on it with somebody and do something like that. Other than that, oh, you know, Apple and Amazon and all that, I guess.
Berkshire Hathaway.
I guess. I don't know. I just don't know that world.
Or, why? You know, why Berkshire Hathaway when autonomous vehicles are going to take away that market?
You're going to find out. You will have found out soon how much of Amazon he actually owns.
Who? What?
Amazon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Berkshire Hathaway. What?
Yep.
What? I don't. What? Autonomous vehicles. What?
Well, we're talking about two different people now.
I understand, but you're wanting to be in a big tech position. You know, whether Google's another great investment, right?
How about medical marijuana in New York with Trump passing the law where hemp can pass state lines? That was a while ago.
Yeah, well, hold on a second.
It's interesting.
Drew,
yeah.
We're not looking for a home run here. We're looking for a nice stand-up double, right?
You'd like it to be compound earnings, like you know, compounding over time.
Mm-hmm. What kind of return are we looking for?
If they beat the Dow, he's doing great.
What's the Dow doing these days?
It's, well, I'm up for the year. I don't know what it is. But, I mean, if he gets 10% return, he's doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. Now, Stu, maybe not a financial whiz, considering somebody died, left him some money, and he was able to pay off his debt.
Yeah.
So not a bad financial plan, but I wouldn't call that prudent.
But again, it's, you know, you want stocks that are buying back their stocks, so they're making it, you know, more valuable, that there's some steady increase.
Yeah.
Compounding.
How did you work up the debt in the first place?
Kids. Really?
Drew, do you have kids?
Kids and my wife had to quit her job to raise them.
Okay. All right. So what'd you owe in debt?
After student loans, a couple hundred thousand.
Whoa, how much could bartending school
and
cost?
By the way, what did your wife have to do with student loans?
School, come on. I got a master's in biomedical informatics.
All right. So, Stu, look, I would consult with your wife, but I would say, look, this 30 grand, it's a mitzvah that we have left over now. Let's just put it somewhere smart, nothing glamorous.
Actually, Adam, I do want to ask you one question, though, that has been bugging me. How come you don't talk about roundabouts in L.A.? The traffic is so bad, and roundabouts fix every intersection.
Yeah,
we don't have really roundabouts.
I'm basically, what you're talking about is like
to fix intersections with roundabouts. Is that what he's saying?
Yes.
Okay.
And so what you're talking about is we have a severely impaired special needs child, and we have to teach him to tread water so he doesn't drown if he goes out the slider into the pool. Yeah. And you want to talk about half gainers from the 10 meter board. We can't figure out the red turn arrows. We can't figure out anything.
They can't repair a curb. They can't repair a sidewalk, a pothole in a city that does not have ice.
Right.
The roads are falling apart. Put in a roundabout. One roundabout. Oh my God. That's like,
we can't do anything. So of course a roundabout would be great, but we can't do an arrow that turns yellow
this,
and blinks.
This, I don't think I mentioned this to you last week, but this gets to my major preoccupation today.
Drew's angry.
Yeah. So here's what I want to do, and I need Garagos to help me on this. Politicians have something called qualified immunity, where they are the only profession I know of on earth that can't be held accountable for reckless negligence. I said to somebody, I told an attorney, I said, look, I feel like I'm the homelessness thing here is driving me insane. And I feel like I'm on a railroad track waving to the train. The bridge is out. And the engineer just gives me the finger and drives the train off the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
That engineer would be guilty criminally and civilly of reckless negligence.
Mm-hmm.
If I do something horrible, an attorney does something horrible, you do something horrible, you can get civilly or criminally.
Anybody who has a business, anyone, you get sued.
Well, it turns out that politicians sit behind something called qualified immunity, so you can't get at them. I want to take that away. And as soon as that goes away, we can hold them personally accountable, and then it will be on. I'm sorry, but I'm coming for them. Well, I have to.
I feel the same way. Yeah. I feel whatever, whoever, whatever, when you take a situation – you can find it in a marriage, you can find it in a politician, you can find it with school teachers. It's like once we get you into a union, once we make you unfireable, once we create this level of safety, once you become this sort of alpha in the food chain where it's like you're a teacher, they can't fire me, and if they do, I'll get full pay. Like when you get in those types of situations, it could be a relationship, a marriage, it could be a teacher's union, it could be a politician.
Yeah.
Once you kind of lay down that look, no longer look in your rearview mirror, nobody's coming for you, you'll do your job or you won't. If you won't, it doesn't matter. Yeah. There's no liability here. Yeah. You're not in jeopardy.
Yeah.
And then you take California and you go, well, look, it's going to be a Democrat. Someone's going to win. And you can perform or not perform. It doesn't really matter. As a matter of fact, I don't even know, like you take someone like Maxine Waters, I don't know what her constituency thinks she does. She shows up on TV and says impeach your president, but I'm not sure what her day-to-day is.
I want them accountable.
And so I'm with you because what it does is it
– we have to figure this out. We have to get that shield and just rip it away. It's time.
No,
it's over. We have to fucking come for them.
I have a guy who lives down the hill from me, He's a lawyer. He just send over things all the time. Give me $10,000. My pool's got mud in it and blah, blah, blah. And I said to Mark Garagos, I said, you got to get the bar. Where's the bar? He's like, they don't do anything. And it's like, of course they don't. That's why this guy does that. because this guy's a fucking member of the bar, and he sends me, or and now the woman who bought the house gets letters from, like, give me money for this, give me money for that. Of course, he's dealing in a zero gravity world,
right,
where he gets to throw around his title,
yeah,
his lawyer, and he'll get a paycheck on occasion. Now, if the bar would actually police their own,
yep,
then this guy wouldn't have that feeling.
I agree with that.
So obviously he's a member of the bar, but feels like he's above it, or they're not going to do anything, or they don't prosecute their own.
Yeah.
Thus, this behavior is fostered.
Yeah.
Not amongst all, but amongst
enough,
many.
Enough.
Many. And politicians as well. Anybody.
There are people dying by the. There could be tens of thousands of deaths this summer, and I want them personally accountable. That's it. Very simple.
Well, listen, last conversation I had with Garrigus is you guys have a building in downtown L.A. You're paying taxes, business taxes, whatever taxes. You have homeless people flopped out all over the place. Mm-hmm. You have to hire private security to stand in front of your restaurant so people can get through the door. How about we don't pay that tax? How about everyone just goes, no, the deal is I pay the tax and you keep the streetlights on and keep the homeless from piling up in front of the door, and you're not keeping up your end of the bargain, so no taxes for you. I mean, Staples Center, everyone downtown, just go fuck it. We're going to pay those taxes. We will pay them when you start providing the service that we pay for.
I hope you can do that. I worry that the law's on their side with that one.
It is, but if you have all of downtown just stops paying taxes, yeah, tomorrow, what the fuck
enough,
are they going to do? They're
going
to get. They're going to have to get. Garcetti's going to have to get out of bed and go do something.
Yeah. Well, I see more holding a gun to their head is the way to do it.
Yes.
And we have a humanitarian crisis in this state, and we have to do something.
I agree.
I can't not do it. And by the way, I was looking at some other data that showed that the four worst cities in the country for being able to have any savings at all California cities. Think about it. New York City, you're more likely to have a savings account. A place that where the cost of living is great, because here the taxes, the regulation. You're done. You're done.
All right, we got a call up there. Somebody's wife's 8 months pregnant. Got a quick question there from two calls we had from Connecticut. James, 35, Connecticut.
Hey, Adam.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. Got a question about your pregnant wife?
Yeah. So my wife's 8 months pregnant with our first kid, and you know, she goes to a doctor that has four rotating doctors, and they all kind of give a little bit different opinion. And we just went to the most recent one, and they said that the baby is 6 pounds, and she's 33 weeks, and that put our baby in the 97th percentile.
Is she diabetic?
Is she
diabetic?
No.
All right.
No. And so the doctor was kind of pushing, being like, "Look, this is probably going to be a C-section." And my wife really didn't want to do that. She wants to do it, you know, vaginally. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we go on the internet and, you know, read a lot of different, you know, things that a lot of doctors like C-sections better, for one reason or another. But we just wanted, you know, your opinion to see if it's, you know, complications or anything. Or,
well, it's difficult. I'm not a doctor, but I sit next to one. I'll say this. We're trying to figure out the difference between people pushing you towards something that's statistically a little bit better,
something
or
that's medically required,
or medically is this insurance?
No. If they say C-section, it's because the baby and the mom's life will be in danger if they don't do it.
But there have been stories in the past where they are compelled through insurance reasons or do whatever just to kind of have a default mode, which
C-section. It's that the liability, it's the attorneys, not the insurance,
right,
that sue them for bad outcomes if they could have done a C-section.
But here's the question,
yeah,
to me. Mm-hmm. First off, I wouldn't care. Secondly, don't get that wrapped up in a third. Have the kid, get out of there. It's fine. But if this is something that you feel strongly about, I would try to figure out, are we doing this because it's an attorney compelled thing, or are we doing it because we really perceive a strong danger here?
Right.
And I try to discern that.
Yeah, sit down and talk to the doctors about what the risk would be if you were to attempt a vaginal delivery. And if it is clearly not going well, then you do a C-section. I mean, I can't imagine the deliveries can go very bad, very fast, and it can be quite dangerous then when you're doing the C-section as opposed to something that's planned and done, you know, calmly. But if you want to try, and you know, and they say the risks are reasonable, but sit down and talk to them about it. These are experts. These guys have to do 14 years of training and then get board certifications and then more board certifications. So trust me, they know what they're talking about.
All right, let me tell you about TrueCar. I know what I'm talking about when I tell you about TrueCar. 60 seconds, that's how long this commercial lasts. You know what else you can do in a minute? You can get an offer on your car. Just go to TrueCar from your smartphone or computer, enter your license plate number, and watch the details come popping on up. Answer a few questions, get an accurate TrueCash offer from your local TrueCar certified dealer. Then bring your car in. They'll check it out with you. Do it together, ask questions, get answers, no surprises. Then you leave, and you can leave with a check, or you can trade in your car for a new car or a used car. So any of all three, you can trade it in, get a new car, trade it in, get a used car, trade it in, take an Uber or even a helicopter home with a check. When you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in a car, check out TrueCar today. That's TrueCar. All right. Not Taco Bell material. My stand-up special is available as we speak at Chassis and iTunes and Amazon. And leave a nice rate and review. I enjoy reading your reviews. And live shows coming up everywhere at AdamCarolla.com. Drew, what do you got?
DrDrew.com got really everything there. The After Dark, got the Opium Series, This Life. Check it all out there.
And check out Offbeat with Ricky Anderson and Mir Harris as well. Gary's producing, so it's got to be good. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This is Carolla Digital.
Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 channels and thousands of movies on demand completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is easy. It's completely legal. And it's the best way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. You never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. Not sure what you're waiting for. You can be rolling in a matter of moments. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices. Do it today, including your phone and Roku and Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, and anywhere else you stream. And also, don't forget about my channel, Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y, Chassis Channel. Number 501. It is the best. It is Pluto TV.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.